Welcome back to the Law Biz Podcast. Have you been in a rut? Have you been stuck in your position at work? If you're feeling these types of things, then it might not be work. It may be a bigger picture problem. And so that's what we're going to dive into today. And so from my own experience, I have had one instance where I was a swim instructor and I worked at a swimming pool where I felt like I was at the very top of the pyramid. And this was years and years and years ago, but I still have a very strong sense of feeling valued, of feeling passionate for my work, and feeling like I'm at the top of my game, at the top of my job working at the swimming pool. And that didn't start when I was cleaning out the gutters of the swimming pool or cleaning the bathrooms my first couple of years on the job. That came later as I became the senior swim instructor, which came with the perks of feeling respected, feeling like I had a lot of worth in my position because I was doing something very important, which was teaching these kids to swim. And so at the same time, I was an athlete and I was on sports teams, specifically my baseball team. I felt like I was the best player and I had a lot of friends on the team. And I was also, our team was a winning team. We had won a lot of baseball games that year. And so I felt the same type of value in my pyramid on the sports team as I did with my pyramid at the swimming pool. And so I had two pyramids, two hierarchies, where I felt like I was at the tippy top of both, and that was adding an extremely high amount of value to my life. My well-being had never been higher, and my sense of purpose, I knew exactly where I needed to be. I was at the right place at the right time for both of these organizations. And it just seemed to fit in my life. And so if you are picking the beer league softball team hierarchy to be very important, that could add a tremendous amount of value in your life, because that's going to be really easy to get to the top of that hierarchy. You could be the team manager. You could be the best player. You could be the person that brings the beer to the game. Whatever it is. Right? It could just be a lot of fun for you. And that could bring a lot of joy to your life. It's a leisure activity, softball. And it's also a relationship builder. There's just no negatives there. There's really no negatives that I can see as far as your well-being. It's low impact. And so, right? If there's ever been a time to have a hobby, if there's ever been a time to really show your true self and show what you're about, it's now. And if you're the person that's, you know, wakes up every day and lives for work, that's not going to be what's up. You know, that's going to be an issue for you, because those jobs are always temporary and you are permanent in this life. You know, when this life, comes to an end, that's when you come to an end. But until then, you're going to have different jobs. You're going to have different people in your life. Those people are going to go. But your passions, your hobbies, your leisure activity that you find enjoying, you're going to probably find those activities enjoying from now until the day that you die. And so don't leave those alone, right? Give those activities some love, especially now. Right? I'll hit that again, because you know, people have time off now. People have time to look at each other and be good to one another. Right now, you have more time now than ever to be a good person. And so that's just great. I mean, that's great news. That makes me feel happy. And I can see that making you feel happy, to understand that, you know, we got to take a step back here and evaluate. And where we're at is a pretty good position to pivot into the right direction.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. We really appreciate any feedback you have, any type of business related questions that you would like us to dive into. We would be happy to move in that direction. Just let us know. Thanks again, and have a blessed day.